joining us for three of the pieces today. And this next one is having to do with her love of water.
Thank you.
It's really the story about the city that's never fixed and how I became a part of it. This also has Annie's video to go along with it. I premiered the piece 10 years ago on a roulette concert, believe it or not. And it was then scored for Trio Plus, I think it was called at that time. So here it is in its solo piano version with video. Thank you.
Thank you.
told us we were going to play, the two of us, in his loft, and I said, well, we never played together. He said, well, you do now. So that's it.
And he didn't have a piano.
He didn't have a piano either, so. Now it's time for my husband to speak.
After he gets his guitar tone.
After he gets his guitar tone.
This is also an older piece, which I'm not happy to pull out again, but it was written in 1991 during the first Gulf War. The text is taken from an article by Mumia Abu-Jamal, America's foremost political prisoner, that he wrote during the first Gulf War. And unfortunately, it's very applicable to today. And unfortunately, Mumia is still in jail after these 13 years in between. The death penalty has been rescinded for the moment, although the state of Pennsylvania is desperately trying to reinstate it. This despite overwhelming new evidence we've collected in the last 13 years that Mumia is innocent. We have a confession of someone who claims to have murdered the cop that Mumia was framed up for killing. And still, but as the United States Supreme Court has already ruled, innocence is no bar to execution in this country. So we're doing this piece again, and hopefully in a few years we won't have to do this because Mumia will be free and we'll be out of this war. Thank you. No, you go.
I have to live up to my last name, okay. Well, thank you all for coming. It isn't the most pleasant of days out there, but it is good, as I said, to be here again. And this last, for this last piece, we are joined again with our video friend Andy Bonney, who at the end hopefully will come down so she can take a bow too.
Thank you.